Secret? Top secret? Top secret? What do we know? What do they want us to know? Welcome to Radio Rebels, and today we are debunking the conspiracy behind the moon landing. I'm Kennedy Hooten, and I'm here with Megan DeHaan. Let's introduce what led to the moon landing.
The first events that led to the space race were as follows. The Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first satellite to orbit Earth, which heightened the reason for the United States wanting to become the biggest world power. This happened following World War II in the 20th century. At this point in time, the Cold War was happening, and both countries wanted to achieve superior space flight capabilities. A few months later, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 2, which was the second spacecraft to orbit the Earth. But this time they sent a dog named Laika, which made them the first nation to successfully attempt to send a living organism into space. Unfortunately, the dog didn't make it due to the stress and overheating while in the spacecraft.
This race continued for years, with each nation sending different types of satellites and spacecrafts to space. The Soviet Union eventually sent the first man to space, proving that a mission to the moon could be successful, and so it started. Each country spent years sending people and satellites into space, but the United States needed to win this race. They conducted a mission called Apollo 11, which launched on July 16, 1969, and this mission would land on the moon.
Many conspiracy theories state that the United States faked the moon landing because the Soviet Union was becoming too close to winning the space race, and in a sense, the United States wanted to prove superiority. As much evidence as there is to prove the fact that the moon landing was real, there are still many people that feel like it was fabricated, so they could say they won the race, and they have a few reasons as to why they believe this.
The first reason why many people think the moon landing was counterfeit was because the pictures show the flag is waving. There's no evidence that there is wind in space, especially none that would make the flag blow in that direction. It is definitely a feasible argument, but not super arguable. Along with this, in space, there is nothing to hold up the flag to make it so you can see that it is a U.S. flag. In the picture, though, it has been proven that you can see there is a little pole holding up the top of it.
The stars are another big issue that a lot of people argue about. In the picture, there are no stars visible in the background, even though there are billions of stars in our galaxy. But it's hard to prove that one is real because the quality of the cameras weren't very good, and the cameras were focused on the astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. You have to remember that the pictures were taken in 1960 in space. So obviously, the quality of the picture isn't going to be absolutely perfect. If the pictures were taken nowadays, then that would be a different story.
The famous boot print believed to be left by the astronaut Neil Armstrong is thought to be fake. Looking at the boots that Neil wore and comparing it to the shoe print from the photo on the moon, they simply don't line up. This is a reason why people think that the moon landing was false, but this claim can't be true. The boot print was left by Buzz Aldrin, not Neil Armstrong. Therefore, the prints would obviously not line up because Aldrin and Armstrong were wearing different boots.
Many people question why we haven't sent more people up to the moon. If the Apollo 11 and Apollo 17 missions were real and successful, why don't we send more people up there? This gives them more evidence to place distrust in the government, and they feel like they are being fed lies over and over again on the basis of this conspiracy. The truth is, there isn't enough federal spending that allows for these types of missions to continually happen. It just isn't a possibility at this time. But by 2024, they are hoping to send more astronauts up to the moon, including the first woman to ever touch the surface.
As much as some of the evidence proves the Apollo 11 mission and landing was fake or fabricated, there are many reasons to back that it actually happened, considering the billions of dollars of federal spending that went into it just for it to be fake. Considering the fact that $25.4 billion went into the Apollo program in 1969, which would be equivalent to $194 billion today, not taking into consideration the new expenses, there is no reason why they would have faked that. The distrust of the government is something that many people struggle with, so they will try to find every little thing to debunk what they are doing, but a mission this big couldn't be covered up by anyone, not even by the government, even if they had all the funding in the world.
I'm Megan DeHaan.
And I'm Kennedy Hooten. And thank you for listening to our podcast as we dove into debunking the conspiracies as to why people think the moon landing was fake.
Until next time.
Peace out.
Radio Rebel.